Okay, good evening, William. Hey, and here is another story from Squeaky Toy Robot, the Toy Shop Witch. All right, this is Chapter 9, Birthday Plans. Now, this is an important chapter. You have to pay attention to it because this is where everything comes together. So, a couple of things. At the very last chapter, if you remember, I was talking about the plan to rescue the toy shop toys. Squeaky Toy had said they all need help. So 3T had gone home, and they had told his mother. And Dr. O'Toole Talltree said, I'm going to talk to the toy shop witch. Only she didn't call her the toy shop witch. She called her Margaret, because she and Margaret are adults, and they know each other. And she had a plan. Dr. O'Toole Talltale did. She had a plan, and that plan involved 3T's sister. Now, I haven't told you anything about 3T's sister. I've been so focused on Squeaky Toy that I forgot all about his sister. Oh, and by the way, his brother. Only his brother's on a high school trip in Europe at the moment and won't come back for another 2 weeks. Why? Because it's summer vacation, and his sister is at camp. Well, his sister is a little bit younger than 3T. Her name is Tabitha Teresa Tanya Talltale, or Tabby Terry Tanya. And Tabby Terry Tanya is at camp, but she is due home the following Saturday. And in that Saturday, she's going to come home, and the next day, on Sunday, is her birthday. So they're going to have a big birthday party for Tabby Terry Tanya. Yay! And they'll invite all her friends, and Dr. O'Toole Talltale has an even bigger plan to do more than just a simple birthday party. Because you remember, when they first went in to the toy shop, Dr. O'Toole Talltale wanted to find a neat present for her daughter, remember? And they were looking for Squeaky Toy, and that's when they found Squeaky Toy. Well, now, Dr. O'Toole Talltale had said, we are going back to the toy shop, and we are going to see if we can have Tabby Terry Tanya's birthday party in the toy shop. 3T couldn't believe it. 3T almost grabbed his head and said, no, 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 you can't do that. First thing the next morning, before his mother had even called him to get up, he was up and out the door. He raced across the street, raced to see Curtis. Curtis! Curtis! Ah, Curtis! Curtis stuck his head out of his bedroom window. What? What? He came right downstairs. He said, what's going on? And 3T said, I can't believe it. My mother is going to go to the toy shop, witch. Ah, she's going to the toy shop again. Ah! And Curtis said, well, but why? Because she was to have a birthday party for Tabby Terry Tanya in the toy shop. And Curtis said, what? What with the toy shop witch? What is she thinking? Is she out of her mind? Is she nuts? She can't do that. The toy shop witch will steal all the toys at the crest we give her. That's not fair. We can't do that. We can't let that happen. And so 3T said, I know, we got to call Kwame. Kwame's got to come with us. I'm not going alone. My mother expects me to go with her, and I don't want to do that because I don't want to come face to face with the toy shop witch ever, ever, ever again. So Curtis said, okay, all right, I tell you what I'll do. I'll call Kwame. You go home. You have breakfast. You let us know when we have to go with you, and we will. And then Curtis pulled out his iPhone and called Kwame up and said, Kwame, you have to get here. We have to go. So 3T went back in the house. His mother said, 3T, time for pancakes. Pancakes and maple syrup was 3T's favorite breakfast, plus those little sausages that go so wonderful with the maple syrup. So he ate a whole stack of pancakes. And his mother said, okay, 3T, we have to go to the toy shop. Well, 3T was not really wanting to go. He said, do I have to go with you, Mom? And she said, you certainly do, and you have to bring that little toy of yours. And 3T looked at her and said, it is not a toy. It is a Ningyo robot, and his name is Ayatsuri Ningyo Robot. He's not a toy. He's anything but a toy. His mother said, well, then bring your robot with you. Well, she was determined to go. 3T had to go. He didn't want to face the toy shop witch again, but he got his iPhone, and he called up Curtis and Kwame and said, we're going. Come on out. So they got on their bikes, and they pedaled down to the toy shop. Well, Dr. O'Toole Talltale marched along the street on a glorious summer day, and Squeaky Toy just sort of ran circles and kept up, and he was having a good time just hanging out. He didn't know what was going to go on. But they came to the toy shop. Uh-oh. And the door said, open. So Dr. O'Toole Talltale opened the door and strode in, followed by 3T and Curtis and Kwame, and there was Squeaky Toy right behind. And this toy shop witch, or Margaret Maplethorne, or Mrs. Maplethorne, to the little kids, looked up and said, "Oh, Tara, what a surprise to see you here, and you brought young Timothy and some of his friends." Well, she had to be nice, of course, because, you know, when adults are talking to adults, you got to be nice, even though she looked at the children as though her eyes were like flamethrowers and she was going to burn them up. She wasn't happy with those boys at all. And then she saw Squeaky Toy, and her eyebrows went right up into her forehead, and she went, "What's that toy doing here?" And Dr. O'Toole Talltale looked at Mrs. Maplethorne and said, "That is a toy. That is my son's toy." And 3T said, "It's not a toy, it's a Ningyo robot." And the toy shop witch looked at her and said, "A Ningyo robot? That's a little robot. He almost created so much damage in my toy shop, he almost destroyed the place. I'm glad you took him away, because he was going to break everything up." Well, Mrs. O'Toole, Dr. O'Toole Talltale, wasn't going to have any of this. And she wasn't also going to have the toy shop witch mad. And she was also going to, as they say, stroke the ruffled feathers, because that's what you have to do. So she just smiled at the toy shop witch. And she said, "Margaret, I came by to see if you have heard any word on the present for my daughter, Tabby Terry Tanya, to see if we can, for her birthday. And I wanted to come by and say thank you. Thank you for helping us find the Ningyo robot here, because we know we couldn't find him, and if you hadn't held him here in your shop for us till we got here, we would have not known where to find him, and we were able to get him fixed because you took care of him so well, and now he's as good as new." And the little squeaky toy looked at her, and he waved both arms, and they both worked, and she said, "Ah, how did he get that fixed?" to herself. Well, this is something that adults do with each other. Adults kind of like smooth the feathers, they calm each other down. And Dr. O'Toole Talltale knew that Mrs. Margaret Maplethorne was trying to hide Squeaky Toy, but she didn't want to sort of get those flames going again. She wanted to calm everything down. So it was better just to tell the toy shop witch that she was thank you for finding Squeaky Toy instead of blaming her for keeping him. Well, Mrs. Maplethorne reacted just the way Dr. O'Toole Talltale expected. She said, Well, you're welcome, Tara. You're welcome. I'm glad that I was able to help young Timothy find his toy." Young Timothy scowled. And the other two boys went. And Kwame started to say something in Swahili, and Squeaky Toy looked at him like, "Bad idea. Be kind." So Kwame didn't say what he had in mind, and you know what he can say in Swahili. Well, Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, "Well, Margaret, thank you. And I've just noticed how well you take care of your toys. All your toys in the back room, I know they're display items and you can't, but they're beautifully taken care of. And I'm so impressed. And I know that's how you took care of our squeaky toy. But I had a question for you, and I'd like to talk to you about that." Margaret said, What kind of question do you have?" Well, she said, "Well, I'm going to have a birthday party for Tabby Terry Tanya, as you know. And, well, we're going to have a lot of people come by, and I don't think our house is really big enough for it. Could we use your toy shop for the birthday party?" Oh, the toy shop witch looked at her like she was totally nuts, totally crazy. If I could describe her, her hair stood on end like, "Whoa!" I said, "Well, Tara, I don't think so. This is not a playground. This is a toy shop. I run a very, very important business here in town, and we just can't have all sorts of children in here making a mess and disrupting things and probably leaving birthday cake on the chairs and ice cream on the floors. That just wouldn't do. I'd have to clean it all up." Well, Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, "Oh, Margaret, I know that. I know that's your worry, but we thought maybe we could have the party on Sunday when your shop is closed. After you come home from church, we could just bring the children over, and they could be in your toy shop, and they'd be surrounded by toys. It'd be a wonderful place for a party." Well, Mrs. Maplethorne wasn't having any of this. No, I don't think we could do that. I think they'd make a mess. And this is where Dr. O'Toole Talltale was going to strike it hot. She said, "And I had a great idea. You have all those wonderful toys in the back. I know they're display toys. And I know there are lots of children in this town who would love to have toys like that. Maybe Maybe we can take them out of the boxes and let the children play with them a little bit, and then they can put them back in the boxes, and we can everybody will be happy, and then they'll say, oh, I want those toys, because everybody would want a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, or all the girls would want a Beach Buggy and a Barbie Fairy or Barbie Mermaid, and maybe the pop-up camper to go with them, and those cute little woodsies, oh, and everybody wants Frozen, Elsa, and Anna, just like you have, but they have never played with them, so they're not a... She went on and on like that. Well, Margaret Maplethorne was turning red. She was thinking, what? What? Those little brats play with my toys? What? Those little urchins from the street come in here and mess with my toys? What? And she was going, just trying to say that without saying it, and she was turning purple and red, and her eyes were like glowing, and Dr. O'Toole Talltale just kept talking, and 3T stood there squirming, saying, oh my God, we're going to all get burned up here, oh no, and Kwame just didn't know what to think. But Curtis hadn't been in the toy shop, and Curtis said, oh, wow, I didn't know they had all these cool toys back here. Let me come back and look at all. I didn't know how many toys there were. And so Curtis walked into the back room with all the toys. Well, uh-oh, if 3T had spotted him, 3T would say, no, 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 don't go in there. No, that's the wrong place to go. No. But Curtis wasn't listening. He looked at the toys. He looked at the walkie-talkies. He looked at the World of Science planetarium sitting up on the shelf. Oh, he looked at the robo-spider and the radio-controlled cars. Man, oh man, would I like one of those. I wonder if that robot would be anywhere near the Ningyo robot. And then he went to the shelf that had all of the Ninja Turtles and the Marvel superheroes and the DC Comics superheroes. And then he had Hot Wheels and Pixar cars and Monster Jam trucks. Oh my goodness. Then he found something he really thought would be great. The water blasters. He said, oh, that would be so cool to have a water blaster that could squirt water 35 feet. Oh, I gotta see this. I gotta see this. So he walked over to the shelf. He looked at the big water blaster. And man, oh man, did that look good. And it was a hot day. It was going to be a hot day. And he thought, oh, if I could play with this water blaster, I could squirt 3T and Kwame from behind the trees and they wouldn't even know it. Ha, ha, ha. I gotta look at this. So he reached up. And he grabbed the water blaster. Well, I wouldn't say he grabbed it. He sort of just pulled it off the shelf. But he really wasn't paying attention because he pulled it off and he held it and he turned around to look at it in the light. But when he turned around, his elbow hit the big box that held Elsa and Anna and he knocked them over. And when they fell over, they hit the shelf that had all the little ponies and all the little sheepkins and the little woodsies and the Disney princess and the dream girl glamour pool, and everything went crashing on the floor again. Ah! It fell off and dealt the floor. Oh! He couldn't believe it. Oh, no, no, what's up? Out in the front, the toy shop witch heard all the toys dropping and crashing. Oh, my goodness! What is that little urchin doing in there? Oh, my goodness! Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, wait, wait, Margaret, wait, wait, it's surely just an accident. She turned around and said, Curtis, come out here! Curtis came out looking sheepish, and he had the water blaster in his hand, and he said, I'm sorry, I just wanted to look at the water blaster. And Dr. O'Toole Talltale looked in the room. 3T looked in the room. Kwame looked in the room. And, oh, it was a mess. Oh, it was a mess. Oh, my goodness. Everything everywhere. That's when Squeaky Toy stood up. And Squeaky Toy bowed very formally. And he said, Sumimasen. I have to go to work. And he took off to the back room. Well, Margaret Maplethorne stopped. Her eyes went wide. She looked at Tara O'Toole Talltale. She said, Tara, did that little toy just talk to me? And Tara O'Toole said, well, yes, he did. He said, Sumimasen, which is pardon me. And Margaret said, but it's a toy. How could it speak to me? And it's speaking in Japanese. Well, yes, it's a Japanese robot. It's an Ayatsuri Ningyo robot made by Mr. Ningyoshi-san. And it is a very polite little robot. I didn't know it could speak. When I asked it if it could speak, it just shook its head. And Mrs. Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, well, that's probably because his voice was switched off and he couldn't. but now we can because Mr. Cuttlefish fixed them. Margaret looked at her, said, Oh. Well, meanwhile, Squeaky Toy was in the back room. And what do you think Squeaky Toy was doing? Squeaky Toy was putting all the toys back into the packages. He was straightening the packages out. He was straightening all the cardboard out. He was putting them on the shelves. He was arranging them. He was making them look really neat and nice. He was doing it really, really quickly. And he's putting them all up on the shelf. And everything went back. As a matter of fact, it looked even neater than before Curtis knocked everything down, of course. And he fought everything back because he'd been practiced. He knew how to do this in the toy shop. And everything looked good. And before you knew it, he walked out front, and he bowed down again. And he said, Gomen Nasai, I am sorry it took so long. And then he stopped. Margaret Mapplethorne said, What? And she got behind the desk and walked into her back room and looked at her toys. Her toys were all straightened in a line. They were all back on the shelves. They all looked quite even better than when she put them up. Oh, she turned round and looked at Tara O'Toole Talltale. And she said, Tara, I thought Curtis had knocked down all my boxes. And Curtis said, I'm sorry. I mean, gomen nasai. That's Japanese for I'm sorry, gomen nasai. And Mrs. Margaret Mapplethorne said, what happened? Well, Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, oh, I see. That's Squeaky Toy. Squeaky Toy cleaned up all your toys, and he did a very good job. So here's my plan. If we let the children come in on Sunday, they can come in. I'll bring in the cake and the ice cream, and I will make sure it's all cleaned up. There'll be no crumbs, no little ice cream drops on your tables, no cupcakes left underneath the chairs. And the children, let the children play with some of your toys. You'll have good sales. They'll want to buy some, and you can order some. And if you do that, then Squeaky Toy will put them all back, and he'll put them back on the shelves, and it'll all look good as new. Won't you, Squeaky Toy? And Squeaky Toy bowed and said, Hi, domo arigato gozaimasu. Hi. Oh, thank you very much, he said. Well, she was complimenting him. Well, the toy shop witch looked at Squeaky Toy. Her eyes squinted a bit. Said, maybe I can get something out of this. I guess there's no problem. Maybe I'll make some more money because they want to buy toys. She had this conversation in her head because sometimes that's what people do. Before they can answer, they have a long conversation in their own head trying to talk themselves into something. Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, Well, Margaret, I think it would be a very nice idea. And besides, how many children have been coming into your toy shop lately? The toy shop witch looked at her and said, Well, Margaret, I don't get a lot of children in here, but we do get adults. So Dr. O'Toole Talltale said, Well, there you go. You see, if you had more children, then the children would go home and say, I found this great toy at the toy shop. And then the parents would have to come in and buy it. Think of it, you'd have better sales. So that was the selling point, sort of. The real selling point was Squeaky Toy being able to clean up the mess. Because you know, and I know, when you let kids hang out with toys, they make a mess. I don't care how few kids there are. I don't care how many toys there are. They're a mess. A mess. Even one young person, like you, William, can make a total disaster in no time at all. And then someone has to clean it up. And the toy shop witch didn't want to clean it up. Dr. O'Toole Talltale didn't want to clean it up. 3T didn't. Curtis didn't want to. Kwame didn't. But Squeaky Toy was just happy. So the toy shop witch looked at Margaret, at Tara, and she said, Well, Tara, I've known you a long time, and I trust you. I don't know if I can say the same for that little Timothy of yours or his friends, but I will trust you this time because I've seen Tabby Terry Tanya, and she's a cute little girl, and I think maybe she'd have some fun, and if she wanted to buy one of my toys, I could probably do a good deal for her to buy some of these first-class high-end toys. So, okay, it's a deal. I'll open my shop next Sunday, and then you can have the children come in, and then we'll have a party, a birthday party, and you can give her the toys, and I'm sure that her toy you ordered will be in by then. And then I'll let them play in the back room with any toy they want to open, just so long as the children are careful and that little toy there cleans them up. Squeaky Toy bowed and said, Oh, douita tumashiti. Oh, thank you. You're welcome. So, Tara O'Toole Talltale looked at the toy shop, which 3T's mom's eyes were twinkling, and she said, "Margaret, I think that's the right decision. I'll see you next Sunday." And she turned around, said, "Come on, Timothy. Come on, Curtis and Kwame. Leave Mrs. Mapplethorne to her business." And they all walked out of the shop, except for Squeaky Toy. And then Squeaky Toy turned around, and he bowed very low to the toy shop, which said, "Arigatai desu," which means, "I am grateful to you," because he was so grateful that they could rescue the toys. And that's the end of this chapter, The Plan, The Birthday Party. Next chapter tells you what happens at the birthday party, and I hope nobody drops any cake and frosting on the floor, or grinds any lemonade into the rug, or spills any jelly beans onto a lamp, but we'll find out then. So until then, dear William, have a good night's sleep, and I'll start the story again next time. Love you. Good night.